Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free.
Dr. Jerry is on the attack, liberty's friend and tyranny's foe. The heathen are raging and the battle for America is on. The devil beware, Dr. Scheidbach is on the air, deftly swinging the sword of the spirit, aimed at the heart of the dragon of lies, the prince of the power of the air.
Stand by. The Brain Massage Show is about to blow your mind.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage. Now, I'm trying to sort through all the contradictory information I'm getting on COVID-19. One doctor says, oh no, we're all going to die. Another doctor comes along and says, good night, cool your jets. Anyway, clearly we can't trust what the media is saying. Doctors are contradicting one another. There are some very bizarre conspiracy theories out there, and that's where I'm going to focus today. All of this speaks to the fact that the truth has been the greatest casualty in this culture war. And today, I'm going to provide a clear-headed way to approach all of this, I trust. Let's see here. A quick response to some things. Here we go. No, Congress was not trying to work a pay raise for themselves into the stimulus bill. Yes, Pelosi wanted to provide stimulus money to illegals, along with AOC and Schumer and so on. And the name of the reporter who asked Trump how many deaths would be acceptable? Well, that's more secret than where the FBI files on Flynn are hiding. Anyway, that takes care of my quick response. Let's go on into the show, shall we? It's time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
The COVID conspiracy. I mentioned in an earlier show that at the beginning of this outbreak in Wuhan, China, from whence it gets its name, the Chinese virus, the China virus, the Wuhan virus, whatever, and why we must continue to call it the Chinese virus, I think will be made clear as I proceed. Anyway, when news of the outbreak first broke out from the control of the lying Chinese dictators' efforts to stifle it. I mean, even going so far as to kill people who told the world it was coming. Rumors circulated about this being an accidental release of a bioweapon being created in a level 4 laboratory in Wuhan at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Another popular conspiracy was that it was not a bioweapon, but a virus being researched there that accidentally broke out. One conspiracy theory that circulated in China, but never seemed to reach us, not that I could find, was that a Wuhan Institute of Virology researcher, quote, Chen Quanzhao, had reported the head of the institute, Wang Yanyi, claiming she had, quote, sold experimental animals, end quote, to the live animal and seafood market and, quote, leaked the virus, quote, from the lab, end quote. Well, we don't need to worry about that because the South China Morning Post debunked it. So, you know, no worries there. And, quote, virologists who've parsed the genome and infectious disease experts who study coronaviruses say they have enough evidence the virus is brand new and came from nature. A large group of them, citing genome analyses from multiple countries, recently affirmed in The Lancet that the virus originated in wildlife, end quote. So, of course, we believe these unnamed virologists. Anyway, I did some research, ran it all down, looked it over, mostly looking for who is producing these studies. Where is it coming from? A source is an important factor in my mind. For example, Wuhan, China. Anyway, other than the highly authoritative and trusted sources coming out of China, I found this from Science Daily. Quote, by comparing the available genome sequence data for known coronavirus strains, we can firmly determine that SARS-CoV-2 originated through natural processes, end quote. This said Christian Anderson, PhD and Associate Professor of Immunology and Microbiology at Scripps Research, quote, in addition to Anderson, authors on the paper say, quote, the proximal origin of SARS-CoV-2 include Robert F. Gary of Tulane University, Edward Holmes of the University of Sydney, Andrew Rambo, I guess, of University of Edinburgh, and Ian Lipkin of Columbia University. Now, Columbia University is in New York. Tulane University is in New Orleans. And, of course, Scripps Research is here in California. These are highly respected authorities in the field. So, without some kind of smoking gun evidence to the contrary, I think we can pronounce that conspiracy theory dead and put it 6 feet under. You know, unless something else comes up. Another conspiracy theory is regarding the China cover-up. There is actually a smattering of world leaders who are, it seems, working together to advance the narrative that America did it. or that Trump is botching the job of controlling the pandemic. Let's blame America. Connected with this theory is the idea that American mainstream media is complicit in the effort. Well, let's take a look at that one. The MSM effort to use this pandemic to compromise Trump and further the leftist agenda is really, it's just too obvious. I mean, go back to the unnamed White House reporter who asked Trump recently, how many deaths are acceptable? They keep trying to trap him in this kind of thing. It's really obvious. I hope they know that. I mean, they're just exposing their own derriere. I mean, it's just, this is the sort of thing going on constantly in the mainstream media. The MSM is not interested in disseminating news about this. They are devoted to disseminating liberal propaganda and making full use of this crisis to further their agenda. Remember, we should never let a good crisis go to waste. I mentioned Lawrence O'Donnell's despicable, let's just call it what it is, wicked and really perverse statement on MSNBC's The Last Word with Lawrence. Quote, more people are sick in America tonight because Donald Trump is president. More people are dead and dying in America tonight because Donald Trump is president. And that was March 12th. Hey, Larry, more people dead today because Obama was president during the swine flu pandemic that lowlifes like you ignored and covered up for his inept response. So, in fact, we could say more legitimately that more people are dead today because of you, Lawrence. Chris Hayes on MSNBC's All In said, quote, the president is now listening to voices on the right that say, really, what's a million seniors when you're thinking about the whole economy? That perverse-minded lying child of hell knew he wasn't going to get away with that one. So he added a little trailing tag that's slightly caricatured, but only slightly. And that was March 23rd. Joe Scarborough on MSNBC's Morning Joe, March 26th, said, these conservatives are making Democrats who are pro-choice actually look more pro-life because they're only worried about the unborn. It is the born. It is the weakest among us. It is senior citizens who they're ready to euthanize because they want Boeing's corporate earnings to not dip too low, end quote. That is nothing short of satanic. I mean, there's no other way to understand what is going on than to look this devil in the face and call it what it is. This president has done so much more than Obama did during the swine flu. It's bewildering. It's unbelievable. And they said nothing about how busy he was playing golf while Americans were dying of the swine flu, and Michelle running off on extravagant vacations while Americans were dying of the swine flu. Hey, you lousy, hypocritical devils. Michelle was gallivanting about London on a vacation while Americans were dying of the swine flu. The family took another vacation in July in New York City while Americans were dying of the swine flu. Hey, in August, while young Americans were dying of the swine flu, Obama played golf. In this August 2009 article about Obama in the New York Times, listen to this. Talking about Obama's leisurely pursuit for, quote, President Obama, long, slow rounds, a lot of time hunting for balls in the woods, all dished up with a dollop of trash talking, end quote. Oh, how nice. And the article goes on, quote, the first golfer brought his duffer's game to Martha's Vineyard this week. By Thursday, Mr. Obama had logged 3 golf games in 4 days, appearing at one island course after another. He spent 5 hours on Monday afternoon playing 18 holes at the Farm Neck Golf Club here. 2.5 hours on Tuesday, playing 9 holes at Mink Meadows Golf Club in Vineyard Haven, and several hours playing Thursday afternoon at the Vineyard Golf Club in Edgartown, end quote. And then after rambling on like this about how Obama kept his scores a secret, the kindly article concludes, quote, alas, White House officials continued their veil of secrecy and would not say, which means he is probably still in the 90s, respectable for a weekend golfer, end quote. That was the article from New York Times. While people were dying in America because of swine flu. That's what the New York Times thought was important news. While Americans were dying of the swine flu. At a time when the death toll was ratcheting upwards into the thousands. For every life they might boast they're saving by their full press coverage on this virus today. The blood of 100 precious lives that died because of their neglect is poured onto their wicked hands. This is not politics as usual. This is pure evil. This is wickedness. Here's mad, wretched Rachel Maddow on MSNBC's The Rachel Maddow Show. March 20, recommending MSNBC censor the president and not air his briefings because what the president is saying is, quote, going to cost lives, end quote. Oh, God help us. Just like a liberal to decide what we should hear and what we should know. Rather than let us hear what the president has to say and decide for ourselves, she will decide for us. She is controlled by the spirit of that lying, deceiving devil she serves. Deceiving and being deceived. You ever read that one in the Holy Book? Now here's MSNBC's Ali Velshi, trying to push the evil, godless system of socialism in America, playing on fear stoked by a media so committed to the destruction of a president, they will bring all America to crash and burn. He said, quote, capitalism is broken, end quote. Yeah. And the virus gives evidence of that, according to this Yahoo. Then he described the cure. And he described a full left turn toward communism. You know, so we can be like China, who lies to the world about their death toll, which by some estimates has reached into the millions. But they lie, just like their father, the devil. Liars and murderers. Let's leave MSNBC alone. Just for a moment, although there are several more I could bring up. CNN's Fareed Zakaria, March 15, Trump is, quote, emulating the sycophancy, incompetence, and propaganda of North Korea, end quote. What? Because the experts he has recruited and put on the job dare to openly recognize the effective leadership Trump is daily demonstrating at this time. That's their reaction. He is not out on the golf course getting around in, you know? He and his family aren't going off to London for fish and chips. They aren't vacationing every chance they get. They're on the job for the American people. But where was Obama when American lives were being lost to the swine flu, playing golf? Where was his family? On vacation. Where was the media? They were the sycophants covering up Obama's incompetence. Washington Post calls COVID-19 Trump's Chernobyl. What? It's China's Chernobyl. They're the ones trying to cover it up. Trump has been all over this, even though he knows the common flu has already killed more than 35,000 in America this flu season, and COVID-19 has taken something like 1,500 so far. Nevertheless, he's all over it. Where was Obama when swine flu was reaping tens of thousands of American lives playing golf? He was more interested in finding lost golf balls in the weeds than he was finding a cure for swine flu or helping to get that done. New York Times columnist David Brooks on PBS NewsHour, March 13, quote, I feel a deep sense of anger that our government has responded so badly. This is what happens when you elect a sociopath as president, end quote. Unbelievable. Trump has done more to respond to this matter than Obama did about anything he put his mind to during his entire presidency, except his miserable golf game. Obama had to agonize over a decision to take out bin Laden. The only thing that guy ever worked hard on during his presidency, aside from finding lost golf balls, was making sure Iran got a few billion and cover they needed to pursue their nukes. And where was the New York Times when thousands of Americans were dying of the swine flu? Ha! Writing puff pieces about Obama's golf games. Now I've got to go to break. The only conspiracy going on right now is the conspiracy of the left to use this virus to vilify our president and bring this country to ruin. But remember, the ballot box is our opportunity. That'll be our turn to slam these slime balls hard. I'll be right back.
God's War: Why Christians Should Rule the World. A shocking statement to many, but our founders didn't think so. John Jay believed Christians should prefer believers to rule our nation because Jesus is the King and all mankind are subject to his crown. Our founding fathers understood this and acknowledged Christ as King. Satan once boasted all the kingdoms of the world were his, but no longer. Because when Jesus died on the cross, he broke the power of Satan over this world and cast the prince of this world out. When Jesus rose from the grave, he declared, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Jesus sent his spirit into the world, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But where the spirit of Antichrist is, there is tyranny. The spirit of Jesus Christ is greater than the spirit of Antichrist. Now, you can learn how to unleash the power of Christ into the world to defeat the spirit of Antichrist. Learn how you can defend liberty through the authority of Jesus Christ. Free the world from the spirit of tyranny. Get God's War: Why Christians Should Rule the World today. Go to GodsWar2020.com. Stand by. Five, the Brain four, Massage Show three, is about to blow your mind.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse Baptist Church, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter. Lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singing "The Enemy is on the March." Pay attention. It's an enemy that will steal from us our liberties, and they're hard at work at it right now. The whole world's abuzz over the report that America is now the epicenter of COVID-19. Oh, the epicenter. Trying to shift it from China to America. These yahoos. That America now has surpassed Italy and even China in confirmed cases. Well, what do you know about that? Mexico is not even testing. Italy is way under-tested. China is, well, a bunch of liars. Like every socialist, communist country. They're just lying about everything. They're lying murderers. That's what they do. Communism corrupts the character of everyone forced to live under it. I experienced this firsthand when I went to Russia in 91, not long after the wall came down, and noticed that lying and stealing were just embedded characteristics of the culture. It was kind of unnerving. Took a while to get used to that. It's gotten much better. But communism had corrupted the character of that nation. I have a whole show on that earlier on. I don't have time to go back over all that analysis. But China is corrupt. It's governed by wicked oppressors who care nothing but for controlling the people, maintaining their control, controlling the news, controlling, well, everything. That's what they're all about. And when something happens beyond their control, they totally freak out. So we have a great many confirmed cases here because, one, we are testing very aggressively. So we have a greater number of confirmed cases. And then, number two, we're honestly reporting the cases that are confirmed. But China is blaming the entire pandemic on America? Although we know it started in China and that China hid it for weeks and only reluctantly admitted it when they were forced to? Allowing hundreds, perhaps thousands, to travel from Wuhan and elsewhere in China, all over the world, especially to their close friend and ally, Italy, where they've spread the disease all over. They blame America? This is unconscionable. And the conspiracy thickens because other world leaders are buying into this obvious ruse, along with our own beloved Communist Party here called the DNC and their propaganda organ called the MSM. And China has done this before, you know. They mishandled the 2002-2003 outbreaks of SARS, which also, coincidentally, began in Wuhan? Huh. Or they have an institute where they study viruses? Anyway, the only decisive action China dictators took then was to aggressively silence those who were trying to warn the public. And that's what they did again. You see, I read a book years ago when I was a kid. You could always trust the communist to be communist. China is to blame for this. Every American news service that tries to hide that and shift focus of blame on Trump or onto America, they are traitors. And at such a time as this, it should not escape your notice every one of them that are doing this, they are advocating for capitalism's demise and the rise of socialism. Oh, you did not know that China calls itself a socialist republic? Really? Oh, yes. Yes, communist parties always rise to power within a socialist republic framework. That's what Russia was called. The Soviet Socialist Republic. Socialism is the home of communism. They are inseparable, my friend. The system of government that dictators like best is socialism. China is lying. Now, here is a report that 21 million cell phones have been canceled in China. What? Isn't that interesting? If you understand Chinese culture, you can appreciate just how interesting this is. You see, in China, you don't do anything without a cell phone. Everybody has one. The Chinese government requires it. You understand this? This is why this is so significant. China requires its citizens to have the cell phones. It's the way they have of tracking them. So 21 million cancellations? That's very interesting. But I'm running out of time here, and I want to summarize the point of the show today. There is a conspiracy, for sure. It's a conspiracy among certain wicked, anti-Christ, God-hating, America-hating liberals who want to pull America out from under God and destroy this country as founded and implement the Obama transformation. And that would be from a free society of people living in liberty to an oppressed society with all Americans living under the thumb of the government. Boy, they've got us under their thumb right now, don't they? And they're enjoying this. But the good news is there is yet a little strength left in the old gal. Lady Liberty, limping perhaps, hurting, yes, but she's not dead. The fire of liberty still burns in the hearts of every true-hearted patriot, and there are plenty of us still here. And if we will humble ourselves in our prayer closets and then raise our voices in the streets, proclaiming liberty through the land, we will rise again. So I'm going to begin my conclusion with a little something that will tweak all of those whose agenda is threatened anytime good news gets out. They are moving forward aggressively toward a vaccine that will address this thing, toward medication, I should say, that will address this thing. Let's start with the $2.2 trillion stimulus. Now, I'm not going to address my concerns about this bill, adding and compounding to the debt we already carry. The effort to alleviate somewhat the pain caused by liberals' use of this disease to spread the more dangerous plague of fear. What did FDR say to all of you FDR lovers? We have nothing to fear but fear itself. And boy, these guys are stoking up the fear. And it is interesting. The same ones doing that today are guilty of ignoring the swine flu. So they, you know what? If it's not about ramping up fear, then it, let me tell you something. Then those of you who've done this thing have the blood of those thousands on your wicked hands because you ignored it back then. Okay, you get my point with that, all right? All right. I'm going to report that the effort on the part of Pelosi and Schumer to plant IEDs in the bill, you know, that would detonate and bring down our economy in the future, were cut and carved out of the bill before it was approved today. They tried to weasel in the Green New Deal, cut and cut. Pelosi Schumer tried to weasel in abortion funding. It was foiled. No funding for Planned Parenthood in this bill. No money for illegals. Sorry, AOC. Sorry, Pelosi, Schumer. Churches are generally eligible for relief, along with others, from the small business loan grants. They tried to mandate corporate board diversity, another little liberal favorite thing that goes on here in California. They're trying to impose some California insanity on the rest of America. Failed. They wanted to require airlines to distribute little notices to all flyers about how much carbon emission was being emitted during their flight. They ought to report that every time one of these liberals get into a jet. Yeah, like one said, that's what Americans want to know right now. That's where our concerns are. That's where liberals' concerns are at. See, they don't care about this virus. They don't care about the people dying. They only care about advancing their communist agenda, their oppressive policies on American people. That's what they want to do. Anyway, so that's the good news coming out of that bill. Our conservative lawmakers fought back against a lot of this nonsense. But you know how some rodents just always seem to get away from every effort to get rid of them and hide somewhere and come back to chew on your wires another day? So there's no doubt some junk hiding in these bills that we didn't get to. I just hope we can address it when it does pop up. We've got to do something about how bills are passed into law in this country. We've got to stop this business of throwing hundreds of millions of dollars of pork into every bill that comes along, no matter how unrelated it is to the point of the bill. Anyway, I can't find his or her name, but I thought this was encouraging, and I wanted to bring it to your attention. The idea here is that what the America Destroying Left didn't count on is the resilience and the goodness of the American people. Quote, truckers are getting supplies to the stores. People are stocking the shelves all night and letting the elderly shop first. Carnival Cruise Line told Trump, we can match those big Navy hospital ships with some fully staffed cruise ships. GM said, hold our cars. Watch this. We can make those ventilators where we were making cars, starting next week. Women and children are making homemade masks and handing out snacks to truckers. The pillow guy tooled up and is making a few million masks. Restaurants and schools said, we've got kitchens and staff we can feed kids. Churches are holding online services, helping the poor in their community and in their churches, taking care of their members and communities. NBA basketball player said, hold our basketballs while we write checks to pay the arena staff. Yeah. Construction companies and tattoo shops said, here are some masks for the medical staff and doctors. Even breweries are getting in on the act, making sanitizer out of leftover ingredients, thanks to Trump loosening up some of the regulations there. We thought we couldn't live without baseball, NASCAR, NBA, or going to the beach, restaurants, coffee shops, and bars. Instead, we're trying to keep those businesses open by ordering online and placing takeout orders. And, you know, Becky and I are doing the same thing. It's America, folks. It's America. And God is very much alive. We prayed a vaccine would be found quickly, and it's happening in record time. We prayed President Trump would be protected through all of this. We have prayed God would turn all the machinations of the evil back upon them. We have prayed that every stone they try to roll onto God-fearing, America-loving patriots would roll back on them. We have prayed they will be caught in every snare they set for our president and for conservative, God-fearing Americans in this land. We have prayed and continue to pray the reproof upon the darkness of this world will be clear and open, and God will intervene on our behalf and save us from these unreasonable and wicked men and women that are trying to destroy this country. We have prayed and we will pray for the day the vile person shall no more be called liberal, Isaiah 32:5. We have taken up the prayer of Psalm 139 on behalf of Christ and his kingdom. Quote, for they speak against thee wickedly, and thine enemies take thy name in vain. Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee, and am not I grieved with those that rise up against thee. I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them mine enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Psalm 139, 20 to 24. And listen, why should you quit rolling your eyes? Hey, hey, you over there, get off your high horse. Those people hate us. They hate Christianity. They despise us and hold us in contempt. And I hold them in contempt. Now, I'm not talking about every lost person out there. I'm talking about the wicked who have set themselves as enemies of the truth. And that's it, friend. They hate the truth. They are the enemies of truth. I've lit the lamps in the church belfry arch. You let me know you see they're on. Call me at 1-805-314-2114 to leave a message for me, or go to our website, brainmassage.net. You know, I'm going to start sending you to another website. Go to godswar2020.com. Go to godswar2020.com. That's www.godswar2020.com. And you can contact me through that website, but I want you to look at that website, and I want you to buy my book, God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World. With what you see going on in the country right now, you should wish and hope and pray that we will have Christians running this country. God bless you. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.